President. Firstly, it's so good to see you all, dear friends, and may please allow me to wish you and your families all the best for this year, to be a better year for us in our professional private lives, but likewise for the world and for our region as well, talking for Central Eastern Europe. As we gather to reflect on the outcomes of COP29, I think we must ask ourselves a critical question. Have we truly advanced from ambitious commitments to tangible actions that combat climate change? Because the urgency of this moment cannot be overstated. Each year brings stark reminders, from rising sea levels to increasingly severe weather events, that we are racing against time. And I think that's something that sometimes we do take for granted, because we are not understanding that we do race against time. Yet this urgency also brings opportunities, an opportunity to lead, to innovate and collaborate in ways that redefine our relationship with not just with the planet, but with ourselves as well. COP29 in Baku marked a significant milestone in the global climate agenda. Anna was mentioning key issues. The discussions tackled key priorities, and I should stress here, and we all should take a moment to commend Azerbaijan for its exemplary leadership in hosting COP29. I think Azerbaijan not just facilitated a very good dialogue during difficult times, though, but also demonstrated its dedication to advancing the global climate agenda. Coming to a few issues that they were discussed and practically as conclusions of COP29, Anna was mentioning about the state, the mix in the energy. And this has always been a serious problem at the EU level. We've been facing it, I've been advocating when I was in office, and finally, at the EU level, it was decided to actually allow the mix according to the realities on the ground of each state. While we like renewable, for example, in Romania we do have some renewable, likewise we do have a very good nuclear. And by allowing now the nuclear is giving us a very, very good, energy base that will allow us to further develop. If we talk about the theme of this panel, I think speaks directly to the challenge we now face, translating promises into progress. This transition requires a focus on sustained efforts across several fronts, and please allow me just to mention them. Implementing agreements. I think the outcome of COP29 provides a roadmap, but as we all saw sometimes, or maybe too often, roadmaps are only effective when followed. And we need to ask ourselves if we must move from declarations to actions with clear timelines and measurable outcomes. And maybe it is time to show by action that declarations are good, but then if we follow them with actions, that will take us to the unlocking financing, which was another big issue, because climate action demands significant investment and innovative financing mechanism, and those are key to mobilizing those resources. And public-private partnerships, state-backed guarantees, and global funds must work in concern to ensure equitable access to financing. Then driving the innovation, from carbon capture technologies to next generation energy storage, innovation will define the success of the energy transition. And in this regard, governments, industries, and academic institutions, they really must collaborate to accelerate research and development. Engaging communities. The success of any climate initiative depends on public support, as we all know. Engaging communities through education, outreach, and transparent communication will be critical in building trust and foreseeing long-term engagements. Of course, accountability and monitoring. Lastly, robust mechanisms for tracking and verifying progress are essential, because if we are just coming up again with promises and no serious outcomes, then we will be losing the public support. At COP29, the groundwork was laid once again, but it is up to us all over the world, leaders, policymakers, industries, and practically citizens to ensure that progress continues. And in this regard, leadership in this context, or especially during tough times, as you know, during tough times, you see the real leaders who are coming up and put in front of the people the tough questions, the tough issues, but with assuming, even though apparently tough decisions, with maybe not popular outcome in terms of their own elections, if I may say so, but on a long run, it is the right thing to do in terms of the policy. And in my humble opinion, I am, I keep to this value that you enter politics to lead and to serve your citizens, not to be popular, even though, you know, in the end of the day, your actions will define you, how you shape the history of your country or of your communities. So with that in mind, as we move forward, let us draw inspiration. I want to keep it in a good note, in a positive note. Let's draw inspiration from the collaborative spirit that defined COP29. Azerbaijan leadership demonstrated that when nations come together with a shared purpose, remarkable progress can be achieved. Let us build on this moment. Of course, discussions like this are very good, but likewise, if we join our efforts and if we join our voices, we should achieve tangible results. And we might not have all the promises fulfilled. Well, let's wish that we will. But if we come with some promises and say, look, those were the promise, this is what we achieved, and we didn't achieve the rest because of, and if we, I do believe that if you come in front of the people honest, giving a report or not just feedback, but actually coming in front of the people and allow them to keep you accountable for your promises, I think that will be a very good foundation where we could build. Because what I am noticing across the world, the trust, it's broken, and we do need to rebuild that trust, including between the politicians and the public. And if we are rebuilding that trust, then all the other things can come. Thank you.